recording going?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So, welcome to the September 9th meeting of the Tooele Valley Rural Planning Organization, beginning at 1:33-ish p.m. In Tooele City Hall. And let's start with introductions. My name is Wayne Bennion with the Wasatch Front Regional Council.
And Lisa Zundel, the Traffic Operations Engineer for UDOT Region 2.
Paul Hansen, Tooele City Engineer.
Jeff Miller, Tooele County Planner.
Kip Billings, Wasatch Front Regional Council.
Sissy Morton, Tooele County Mobility Manager.
Jamie Zwerin, Tooele County Aging Director.
Kendall Thomas, Tooele County Commissioner.
Pat Kalos, Project Manager, Grant Construction.
Brent Marshall, Mayor of Grantsville City.
Tom Tripp, Tooele County Commission.
Thanks, everybody. And let's see, Jim Bolser and Grant Farnsworth asked to be excused, and so we'll excuse them. And any comments or questions regarding the June 10th meeting minutes?
My phone number was wrong. I corrected that on this sign-in sheet. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My 9 must have worked like a 4.
Very good. Thank you. Any other edits or comments? If not, we'll look for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Great. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those will stand approved. All right. So, next item. Wanted to most of you have probably heard quite a bit about the Wasatch Choice 2050 vision. It's a locally driven approach to identifying transportation investments, development patterns, and economic opportunities throughout the Wasatch Front region. And it's this region-wide vision has been evolving for about a decade and probably will continue to evolve as time goes on. But currently it's comprised of 4 key strategies: provide transportation choices and support housing options, preserve open space, and link economic development with transportation and housing decisions. As you may recall, the Wasatch Front Regional Council approved or endorsed, rather, this Wasatch Choice 2050 vision about a year and a half ago. And this fall, the WFRC staff is intending to conduct what we're calling vision implementation workshops, 10 throughout the region, and would like to conduct one here in Tooele Valley this fall. And what I've written up on the board there are a few potential topics to discuss. We're thinking either an hour or two, maybe 2-hour workshop, and with the intent of trying to help local governments move their land use and transportation visions forward. Obviously, in this area, we've got a few different efforts that are already going on in terms of moving transportation plans forward. We've got a couple of which are on the agenda for later today. And so these are just ideas for the workshop and wanted to get any reactions, any initial reactions from you as to if you'd like to focus on a couple of these in particular, or if you'd like to talk about all of them at the workshop and maybe emphasize a couple of them, or any other comments or input you may have. So, and just by way of background, on the first couple of those, you may recall Senate Bill 34 from this last session, last January, February, March, has to do with affordable housing modifications, and the TTIF process there, the second item, the TIF is the Transportation Investment Fund, which has been in place for a decade or more and is the primary source of state funding for major highway capacity projects. Recently, a Transportation Investment Fund, or TTIF, was established, and the intent is to grow those revenues over time. But right now, UDOT is going through a process to update the criteria or the prioritization process for those transportation investment funds, and so we could spend some time talking about that prioritization process and maybe how to better compete or maximize potential for receiving state funding through those funds. Use of innovative financing has to do with transportation, multiple tools, but for example, transportation reinvestment zones, which is a relatively new tool. And then that last item is basically just having a discussion as to challenges and opportunities for transportation, land use, economic development in Tooele Valley, So, with that lengthy description, welcome any comments or questions.
Just a quick question, and I already know what the TIF and the TTIF funds, mm-hmm. those are statewide, they're not just divided off for separate portions for Tooele Valley? Or
correct, those? Yeah, they're okay. They're statewide funding sources. Yeah.
The TTIF is the acronym for
Transportation
okay.
Investment Fund, or I can't remember if transit and then transportation or transportation then transit, but
I don't remember
it's
either.
One of the two.
So, quick question, because you're conducting the study mm-hmm. of transit, so just the transit funds, I don't know, like, do you discuss those with
your
studies done, or, I mean, you know what I mean?
So, and good question. So, as I mentioned, that you've got the transit feasibility study going on, and also, or I mean, about to kick off, mm-hmm. right? And then also the area corridor study, the northeast mm-hmm. area corridor study, that'll probably begin by the end of the year-ish. And so, in my mind, those will be opportunities to really solidify and kind of take the next step in evaluating different options for transit and for highway. And so, this would be if you wanted to spend some time at the workshop on TIF and TTIF, it would be really kind of helping you get information ahead of the game so that you can be better prepared to, well, you can think about funding and implementation as these studies are going on. I mean, part of both of these studies, my understanding is that there will be a kind of an identification of short-term improvements, potential short-term improvements, in addition to long-term improvements also. So, yes, it's a, I guess you could say you're getting ahead of the game, but on the other hand, it might not be a bad thing. Good questions. Other comments or thoughts on what you'd like to see emphasized at the
Wayne, can I have a question, please? I admit I'm not very up on this process choice. Who is the committee that drives this?
It's really several agencies that are involved. You've got Wasatch Front, you've got UDOT, you've got UTA, Utah League of Cities and Towns, Utah Association of Counties. There are a few different chambers of commerce that have been involved. And so it's really...
Who in Tula Valley? Is there any Tula Valley?
Well, so your representatives on the Regional Council and on the Regional Growth Committee, the Long Range Advisory Committee to the Regional Council are really the ones who are representing Tooele Valley at this point.
And then who, what is the vision for who's involved in the workshops?
And so I would defer, thank you, these are...
See, I mean, because who you're presenting to drives what you're trying to present
for sure.
And the message you're
for
trying
sure.
to share.
Yep. No, the intent is to involve the two mayors and the county commission and staff from the county and the two cities. And I think we'd leave it up to the mayors and the county commission if they want to involve the planning commissions or city councils. So really, as that there might be some advantages to that, but I think to having more involvement.
Are you anticipating during the day, Wayne? Is the daytime meeting?
The times that we're looking at November for Tooele and Morgan, and those will be separate. We're looking probably 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Most of the ones that have been set up so far are either on a Monday or Wednesday. We'd probably want to ask for input as make sure we don't avoid previously scheduled city council meetings or commission meetings or that kind of thing.
So Wednesday's a bad day.
Wednesday's a bad day for Tooele and Prattsville.
Okay.
The first and third is our city council meeting, so it would have to be second or fourth.
So fourth is the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You guys' commission meetings is on Tuesdays.
First and thirds.
Okay.
And there is a holiday in there, but on a Monday?
Yeah, you could do a Monday easy.
Okay.
That's from the
11th. No, it's on the 11th.
Yeah.
So we'll avoid the 11th, right?
Cutting out some days there.
Yeah. Would you like to touch some on all of these? Would you prefer to focus on a couple of them?
I have a crazy question. I mean, there's the potential of businesses that obviously the Romney Group is building a large, you know, is that a group that you're intended to reach out to, or no? Like large landowners that are doing commercial development?
I don't know, I have to talk to the county, it's not in the city.
I know, I'm just saying that the city, you guys might have something, you know, that, like, I mean, the distribution center, you know, with transportation and, you know, I'm just thinking outside of the box, you know.
Well, I'll say this, we met as the city and county commission and other interested groups and potential. I think that we all have the same attitude that it doesn't matter whether it's in Grantsville, Tula County, Tula City, that we all benefit. So that's the nemesis that we're working towards.
Yeah. I wonder if some of the bigger businesses here have any input on what would help improve their business here, or what would help businesses like them relocate here.
We already know what that is. No taxes,
that's
no water, no all the roads.
Free transit, yeah.
We know what that is. We already got that done. Yeah. Right there.
Everything's on taxpayers' dime.
That's true.
And you can get it.
Great. Well, given you're fine. Given the input, I imagine, and feel free to reach out. We'll probably include, try and touch on all of these things then. And Katie Girard in our office will be reaching out as far as trying to set up a specific date and time. So,
I use the word concern lightly. I don't mean I'm afraid, you know, but the one thought is that these are all important topics. And I can see where, depending upon who's involved, you could spend an hour talking about any one of those things
easily
and not really come to a consensus, because you then go back to who you represent and mull it over and you think about it and you go, yeah, it makes sense for the valley. Is there any thought of doing this in a phase to where there's either pre-information sent out, or you hold a two or three smaller workshops, you know, to focus on, you know, being effective? I mean, I think all of this is good information, and I think it's good for people to have a chance to fully diagnose and see what it is. Otherwise, you may not get much out of it.
Okay. So, thank you. And I think our intent is basically to kind of open the door and hear from you what challenges you might be facing in implementing your land use and transportation visions. And then, based on that input and discussion, you know, starting initially on what potential steps might be to address those challenges or take advantage of certain opportunities, but then probably rely on follow-up to actually get beyond initial conversation. So this would be identifying those challenges and opportunities that might be at least somewhat unique to Tula City or Grantsville or to the county. So let me and please, you know, and maybe we can look at doing multiple workshops if it seems to make sense. But we at least want to get the dialogue going, and hopefully we could do that. I'll just leave this with you. Also, this is just a summary from our website. As I mentioned, the vision includes or is built upon 10 regional goals. Those are identified in the right-hand column. And then those four key strategies that I mentioned earlier, providing transportation choices, supporting housing options, preserving open space, and linking economic development with transportation and land use. And I think there's quite a bit of information also being presented this Thursday as part of the League of Cities and Towns annual conference. So anyway, thank you for that discussion, those thoughts, and like I say, Katie will follow up and see if we can pin down a day and a time for at least a beginning workshop. So, let's see, Juan, would you like to give us an update on Mid Valley Highway and I-8?
Sure. So on Mid Valley Highway, we awarded the project to Ames Construction. They did 525 days, which is on mobilizing their equipment in next week and breaking ground on the 26th. The 525 days put them at finishing in November 20th, 2020.
So they're starting when?
The 26th of September. So the first 3 months they will be racing to place dirt to settle the interchange. And there's a couple of box culverts that are going to be doing that too. So they'll be hauling a lot of dirt. Their pit is right off of Grassville. So
so are they taking it off the west side?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, not Grassville. I'm sorry. Stansbury. They're coming in from Grassville, from Stansbury.
We actually put them in Will Be Out of Grassville.
Starting really soon. They are still trying to organize their plans, so I don't know all of it right now.
So when does this 525 days run normally? Started when, or will start when?
Starts on the 26th of September, and that puts them at November 20th.
525 days.
Is there going to be any kind of groundbreaking formal ceremony, or are you just going to go out and go?
Currently, it's just going out and doing the work. If that is welcome, if you want to head that way to do a formal groundbreaking, we weren't planning on it.
I didn't want to miss it if you wanted all the work. You wanted to see you start digging that clay.
A lot of it is just mobilizing equipment and hauling in lots and lots of dirt, gravel, and whatnot. So.
And any estimate on time frame for the I-80 westbound auxiliary lane, is that advertised winter or spring?
So we are at about 40% design on westbound I-80. We are also adding in a BMS sign east of SR202 based on community input there. Mm-hmm. So basically that just to divert traffic that might get stuck on I-80 so that they can get an entrance and use the same one instead during the incident. So so that was recently added. I'm expecting to put that out to the bid next spring. Construction next summer, fall. Oh, I forgot to mention for Mid Valley Highway, I'd like to spread the word that we have we started a webpage gathering all of the Tooele Valley projects in construction so that people were curious if there was one place to find out what's going on and whatnot. So there's a webpage and then there's also a Facebook page. The Facebook is more live and share pictures and
totally
that's a, that one is an opt-in, so you have to accept a book group. They're both, you can look them up. So the webpage is udot.utah.gov.
Just a minute. Udot? Dot?
I can send these out too.
Okay.
But udot.utah.gov/.
When you'll send that?
/ Tooele Valley Construction. So I'll send that out. And the Facebook is Tooele Valley Construction Projects. And that has the administrators for most of the UDOT projects. And even the local government ones, if you want to join in there and update the community. So,
yeah, for the Facebook group, you can just go to find UDOT, like the regular UDOT state page on Facebook, and then just look for their group, and you'll find the 12-1 in there. It's harder to find on your own.
But right now, Black Rock and Mid Valley are heavy presence.
Any other questions for Tom?
I have one. The Lakefront Bridge that's going to be removed.
Is that the Black Rock project?
No.
Exit 99. It's part of the Black Rock project.
Is it part of the Black Rock?
Yes.
I drove over your bridge Friday night because there was an accident out on the 88, so I didn't want to end up in a parking lot. So I took the new lane. It's slower than the other lane. Just did the information.
Well, because it's narrow when you got barriers this close on both sides right now.
But the other bridge is going to be torn down, and I was just wondering when. Because you're going to have to divert traffic into Grantsville. And I don't know if you've been down Main Street in Grantsville. We had over 20 minutes delays due to the construction, so.
Yeah, it'll be end of October, beginning of November, sometime in November.
Same thing.
Valley paving.
Yeah. And it'll be done at night as well. It'll be.
But what you don't understand. You haven't drove down Main Street, Grantsville.
No.
Or Derby.
No.
Take your
side. So if it's not until November, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
But that was
until November. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like we should turn some time over
there.
So yeah, Black Rock's moving forward. Like I said, we just switched one lane. We're hoping to pave again Sunday and then switch to another lane over there here in a couple weeks. And then here by the middle of October, we're hoping to have that fully open. Middle to end of October, have the bridge and all the lanes pushed over onto the new one. And then after that's done, then we'll demolish the old bridge there beginning November. And there at I-80, we feel like we're getting really close with UP agreements to get in place. We've got a lot more approvals than we had this time last time. We're anticipating having that going here in the next couple weeks. With some more approvals coming our way than expected. And then the big push is to get traffic switched onto the new temporary bridge by this winter and build the westbound bridge this winter and open up both bridges by the end of the year next year.
So we get like one day in between the projects where we get to have free flow. You got to schedule that way where we get at least like 3 days. We can advertise that.
Unfortunately, no.
No, they're going to keep going, proceeding forward. We're hopefully here. We'll be moving forward on any. If I don't.
I'm dying in about 20 years. How about that, man?
For sure.
Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Pat. Any questions, additional questions for Pat? All right. Great. Very good. And Levi.
All right. So we're just about ready to kick off the transit study. We selected a consultant, and we're under contract negotiations right now with them. I know many of you were involved with the selection there, but at this point, I can't say who it is, but because we're under contract negotiations there. But yeah, we should be kicked off by the end of the month, and ready to go. One thing worse that I would like is kind of one point of contact from Tooele County, Tooele City, Grantsville, and then Grant Farnsworth is going to be the point of contact from UDOT, kind of the primary point of contact, and then Wayne, but from the city, from both cities and the county, we'd like to have kind of one point of contact that could be on frequent calls to get on the management team for the project. So if you could kind of think who might be the best point of contact and send that to me. We'll also have a steering committee, which will meet not as frequently, but about every month or two throughout the project to get feedback. And that'll be a bigger group that will include, you know, most of the people in this room as well as others. So we'll reach out to those that would like to be involved in the steering committee, but in particular, we want to make sure, you know, that there's representation from each entity to get frequent updates, to give feedback of the study throughout the process there. It's anticipated to be about 9 months long. It's so starting in September, so we'll be probably done toward the beginning of summer next year.
Okay, well, let me clarify. This is the study that we're funding with the money out of the optional sales tax, the total matching from our county.
That's from the fourth quarter, yeah.
Third quarter.
Is it the third quarter? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So then,
I thought it was the fourth quarter. I think it was the fourth quarter for this one.
No, this is the.
I think so
the county hasn't approved it, right?
So the transit feasibility study is one study that's being led by UTA.
Okay.
The second study is the Northeast Area Corridor study.
Right. That was my clarification.
That's a more a highway focus, but
yeah. So this is the UTA study we were going to coordinate with,
right?
With the other one,
mm-hmm.
I thought that it was staging about right. So this is not the one.
So it's coming from the fourth quarter funds that are going through UTA already. So you know, 40% of the fourth quarter funds go to UTA, and we're using that to fund this study.
Okay.
There's
a lot of studies, but we're talking to each other. We've met with Grant, and we're talking about how to coordinate those of the studies, the transit study as well as the highway, the corridor study.
So the fourth quarter funds, though, and I just have to ask, can those go towards any first and last mile project?
The fourth, my understanding is the ones that go for the city and the county, they can at the city and county's discretion. They're really flexible as far as they can be used for transportation for a variety of reasons. The transit funds, they go to UTA. I think it's for transit services, but the study is to help us determine kind of going forward what transit services to use for, so that's how we're using it.
As long as we got to get our name to you.
As soon as possible would be great. Yeah, and I'll send a note out following up from this meeting. You know, preferably within the next couple of weeks.
This is like for a weekly call kind of frequency?
Yeah, probably about twice a month, probably every other month. And I think we'll primarily do calls for these, just as a, you know, kind of an update. Some of them might be half hour, some might be an hour call. But then we'll have the steering committee meetings with the bigger group to kind of fully vet everything.
Question, what are you looking for on that person? Are you looking for political? Are you looking for technical? I mean, what?
Probably technical. For the management team. So you know, someone that is able to, from that entity standpoint, help guide the study, the findings, react to the technical aspects of the study.
Tula City is just in the contract negotiation phases. We'll end up getting our entire transportation master plan or element.
Great.
So timing that worked out well for us.
Great.
Just beginning, or
we're in the selection of a consultant. We're actually working with Hales Engineering.
Okay.
That'd be the ones that we're working with right now to get a contract in place.
Very.
That wouldn't happen to be a conflict with what you're doing, would it?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Well, we can coordinate. We'll note that as another you know, study to coordinate. So.
Sounds good. Any other questions for Levi? All right. The UDOT folks might be able to talk more to this or answer more questions than I can, but Grant asked if I would just mention with the area corridor study that the draft work scope for that is currently being developed, and they're hoping to issue the RFP in a couple of months. Any questions that I cannot answer on that one?
We got a question here from the mayor asking about the COG funding coming through.
Oh, yes.
And we somehow missed it on our agenda on our last meeting, so we're going to have a special meeting Friday that move that thing along. So one agenda item would be. So I suggest you come, Wayne, just because it would be really interesting. But if you're 5 minutes late, you'll miss the place.
Great. Sounds like a winner. Thank you. Very good. Yes, it's good to see some partnering going on. So it's good. Let's see. Any other items of business?
So I think some of you may have received an email from Grant Farnsworth about active transportation first and last mile. It's a some of the TIP project funding. So that's September 30th at 3 o'clock at Tula County Health Department. So those TIP fundings are the same funding as this TIP, or are they different? I'm a little confused. Isn't there a TIP for the Tula Valley RPO?
No.
They're all the same, okay.
State. It's the statewide
right.
TIP and TTIP. Yeah, so, I think Grant and Kim would welcome participation in that meeting.
But isn't the letters of intent due mid-month?
So the TIF and the TTIF are administered by UDOT.
Right.
And the letters of intent that are due September 26th are only for a few programs administered by WFRC.
Right.
And so the UDOT TIF and TTIF has a whole different process than the WFRC funds.
Okay.
And then additionally, in a, probably in the next week or so, UDOT and WFRC will be coordinating on sending out some information about the Tooele Valley CMAC funds,
right,
which are not administered by WFRC, but that WFRC and UDOT work jointly to evaluate those projects, and then traditionally, at least, the RPO has been making recommendations to UDOT on which projects to fund with the CMAC funds that are administered by UDOT and are specific to the Tooele Valley area.
So, and let me add a little bit to that. So grants email that talked about active transportation projects for transportation investment funds. We have been asked to specifically identify active transportation projects that TIF funds can be used for, rather than using them all for roadway type projects.
Right.
Or roadway projects that have a large active transportation element to them. So that's what that discussion is,
right,
is to talk about those. I don't know that any have been specifically identified for Tooele County, but they have been specifically identified for active transportation. So we're looking for ideas and projects that could potentially go into that list.
Okay, because the Tooele Valley Pathway has been submitted, and it would be nice to apply for some TIF funds, so a letter. But we also want to make sure we include Grantsville and Tooele City. So, you know, like a process of every year one area applies for the funds or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't, this is really the first year we've had TIF funds that have been, that we've been told you have to do some active transportation projects. So I don't know that, and Grant would know information, more information on this, but I'm not sure we're doing an application process like we do for like safe sidewalks or safe routes to schools.
Okay.
Or, so I don't know that there's going to be any application like that. There may be.
Okay.
But,
I just want to make sure we're not missing out.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I have one other item. UDOT has the Joint Highway Committee that I sit on. I've been asked why I represent Tooele City. The county had Rod. Was it Rod that sits on that?
Yes.
And some others. I don't know who else is involved in that, but there was a decision made a year ago to pull that more under the auspices of the League of Cities and Towns to administer. They do have a meeting at the end of September scheduled that I'll be at. I presume the county will have your representative there. I feel very strongly about keeping local involvement in those programs. I think that's one of the few chances we have as local government to be able to see pending legislation, policies, actions. And so I intend to go and represent this group continuing in trying to make sure that we at least can be at the table, recognizing that we don't have all authority, we don't have funds, you know what I mean? There's certain subcommittees, but that is coming up.
Thank you. Yeah, that's an important note. And the email that Rochelle Custer sent out a week and a half ago, I think, listed a bunch of different funding sources, and a few of those were funds previously administered through the Joint Highway Committee or by UDOT with use of the Joint Highway Committee. And so
that was like the small urban and the non-urban funds.
Right. And so that's important to
I'm kind of ticked off about those anyway, Wayne. We've got Brigham City, which is every bit as big as Tooele, gets to be an urban, but we don't.
And that's a census Department of Commerce, U.S. Department of Commerce decision.
Okay.
And so.
So they're urban, but we're rural. But when you go to the rural program, the one that Morgan, Weber County, but not Ogden is, and some other one we don't get to participate in?
And so...
Also, it's Davis, Weber, but not Ogden, and Morgan County. We're in a rural program, but we're not in that rural program.
Well, are you referring to community development block grant?
I don't know. I just noticed when you went down that list in the transportation committee meeting, we got excluded from one because we weren't urban enough. We got excluded from another one that we weren't rural enough. But you got suburbia, Davis County is rural, but Tula County's not rural.
I'm not sure which one it would be that you're excluded for.
So anyway, we got cut out of two programs, one for one reason, one for another. One we were too rural and one we're not rural enough.
And like I say, the federal government, Department of Commerce, is the one that delineates those urban areas, urbanized areas, for transportation.
So how does Davis County get to be rural, but we don't?
I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
The three counties that we're in were Morgan, Davis, and we were excluding Ogden City.
And so that sounds like the Community Development Block Grant Program, and Tooele County has been and will continue to be eligible for those CDBG funds. So along with Morgan and Weber, except for Ogden City.
So anyway, I'm not exactly sure which one it was, but I just remember seeing it. First, I was mad that Brigham got in, but we didn't.
Right.
And then we got in one that got left out of one that seemed appropriate for us to be in, and the other end.
Okay. As far as I know...
So we're looking for that Goldilocks one where we're just...
It's a very old.
Right.
Commissioner, I stand corrected. Wade Bittner was the agent. He was the one in the county that was attending those meetings by appointment. So I don't know who would be taking...
If you want to be appointed, I'd certainly be supportive of that. See how you've already got a background in it.
Oh, no, I'm already representing the city.
So you want a county one?
No, I'm saying that there is an opportunity for county that currently, okay. I don't know what will happen after this week, but as of right now, Tooele County's in UDOT Region 2, and Wade is the designated representative for Tooele County.
Well,
so I would recommend that the county commissioners have someone go in their behalf.
That will generally be me, but this weekend is going to work for me.
That's, what is it, 27th of September,
something like that? I have not seen
the end of September.
That could work.
Yeah.
Not the 26th.
Why are you sending the contact information there?
I could do that. I just think we need to take advantage of whatever seats we have as a county.
And Wanley, you're having, there's a meeting on the 30th of September now for the Mid Valley Highway.
That's a partnering meeting with the contractor. It's all the key personnel for the project. Establishing these lines of communication and how we move forward since we didn't expect for each other almost 3 years
ago. I saw the invitees was like 25 people long.
Half of those are utilities. So we need help with settling. We can line up people in the community to go downtown it for a while. Maybe
not. The meeting tomorrow has been canceled, correct?
Yeah, so that's the move to the 17th.
That's what I thought it was, the 17th.
The one on the 30th is a partnering.
So the 17th one is different than the one that's down
going. The 17th one is a kickoff, basically. Okay. Reconstruction, discussing all the issues.
Okay. So you got a big room for that one?
For
the 17th?
Yes.
We should come in on the 17th, correct?
You should come in for one of those. You're going to see the contractor.
Either one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one on the pre-con would be, a lot of them would be utilities. They care about the facilities. They'll come.
Great, thank you. Any other items? All right, just one quick FYI. The highway phasing map and the active transportation route type and phasing map and the summary of the transit element that were approved by the RPO at the last meeting are on the WFRC website. I'll send out a link to those documents. We're intending to also add the spreadsheet that has all of the public comments and put that as a link on the website also. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Good. Next meeting?
Yes. Next meeting is scheduled for Monday, December 9th. 1:30 p.m. here in this room.
Will it be warmer in here?
Oh, it's nice.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The bed will be warmer, but the AC is a job.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Wayne.
Yeah. Anyway, he said, you know.